Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to episode 32 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. My name is Summer, and you can find me on Ravelry and on Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S. And you can find our Ravelry group also on Ravelry, obviously. It is the Kitchen Stitches group, and I'd love it if you would join us over there, too. Today is Wednesday, September 24th. And it is about 6:30 in the morning, and it is a beautiful, I can't tell you that it's a beautiful morning yet because it's still dark out my window, but it is, yesterday was a lovely fall day, and it's so unusual here in Houston for the first day of fall to actually feel like fall. It is usually pretty warm up until October-ish. And before we get our first real cool front, and it was down in the 60s yesterday morning, and just in low humidity and blue skies, and it was just an absolutely lovely day. Sorry, I have a text. All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, I can't complain about the weather here right now. And when I let the dog out this morning, I felt that it was just as cool. So I almost recorded outside this morning, but it's still dark. And I want to drink my coffee, and it's just not conducive to that yet. But maybe I'll get into the habit of doing that now that it's cooler. What are we going to talk about today? What have y'all been up to? Tell me in the group. I'd love to hear some chatter. I'd like to hear what y'all are doing with your lives these days. Okay, what are we going to talk about? Obviously, a little bit of what I've been doing, which again is not very much. I've been busy at work, so I've been lazy at home. Finished objects, works in progress, spinning, enabling, Christmas all year long knit along, and in the kitchen. None of these are going to be too terribly detailed. Oh, I forgot to add a work in progress. Let me make a note real quick so I just don't forget. Okay. No details on here, so I'll have to wing it when I get through. Okay. So what have I been up to? The only big thing we did was go to a campus open house for University of Houston, which is local to us. We went on Saturday. This is one of the, so far, four colleges that my daughter plans to apply to. I would say that University of Houston is probably the lowest on her list, but it is a viable option. We moved here to Houston almost 20 years ago for me to go to optometry school. But I don't think you knew that about me, did you? I started out planning to be an optometrist. And I moved here and went to school and got pregnant during my second semester and had Laura, went back to school to finish after she was born and decided that I didn't want to do it anymore and wanted to do something else. But the whole point of that is we came to go, for me to go to optometry school, and Jimmy was in physics graduate school. And we were at the University of Houston, which at the time just was not... Hold on just a minute. I apologize. My kids are texting me from the car. Okay, sorry about that. My son forgot to take out his retainers this morning, and they seem to be freaking out, which is not a bad thing considering that he lost them for the same reason over the summer and we had to replace them. So as long as he knows what he's doing. Anyway, we back to University of Houston. When we moved to Houston, it was and in some ways still is, more of a commuter campus than a residential campus, although that is changing. It had a reputation of being not very good. Now, that was for undergrad. I don't really know what their reputation was for graduate programs, but for optometry school, it was not a bad choice. There are only a handful, I think, I don't remember how many anymore, 15 or so optometry schools in the United States, and this was one of the, it was in the top, however many, top 10 or so. So that wasn't a bad choice for me, but in general, the school was not that great. Over the past several years, though, they have made a concerted effort to improve. It is now a Tier 1 research university, which there are only three in Texas, Texas A&M, University of Texas, and now University of Houston. So that is a very big deal. And they have added a lot of dorms, so it's much more common for students to live on campus. They're trying to pass regulation, whatever you call it, at schools, so that freshmen have to live on campus, which has never been the case. That didn't pass, from what I understand, but if it does, again, that's another step in the right direction towards making it more of a residential college than a commuter college. So we were impressed. I mean, it's changed a lot in 20 years. My husband is up there relatively often. It's not like we're never near campus. But I hadn't seen it from this perspective, really, in 15 years or so. And I was impressed. It's definitely, you know, there are, it feels like a real college now. I know that sounds weird and maybe bad, but it just had a different vibe than it did when we first moved here. It is definitely an option, and they tend to give good scholarship packages, which is important to us, of course. So that was what we did. It was a fun morning. We went with Laura and one of her friends whose parents were unable to go, so we took her. Work stuff, I mentioned the big project that we're working on over the past couple of weeks. I've mentioned that. I've reached a big milestone yesterday. So for the next couple of weeks, I will have a much more laid-back work schedule. We've done all of the stuff that was, I won't say we've done everything that was stressful, but as far as the huge amount of workload on us, we have now completed. So that is going well. You'll hear more of that over the next several weeks. And I already talked about the beautiful fall weather, so I don't guess I need to talk about that anymore, but I love fall. That's my absolute favorite season. I like spring, too. I like changes. I like the changes of seasons. Even in Houston, we don't get the we don't really get a true four seasons, but we do get a change. And I really like it both in the fall and the spring. But the only problem with spring is that it's a precursor to summer, which can be brutally hot here in Houston. We were very blessed this summer with a relatively cool summer. It was not, I mean, we've had some hot days, but I'm not sure it got up to 100 this year. Or if it did, it was fleeting. And that is very unusual. So I can't complain too much about this past summer, and this fall looks to be keeping the trend. So that is all I've been up to. I don't really... October will be busy. We've got several things planned, including my daughter's 18th birthday, which just makes me feel old. Let's move on to knitting. Finished objects. I actually do have one finished object this week. It is a very small one, but I did finish it. I did a preemie hat using McMullen Fiber Company in the Katniss colorway, which I used for my Hermione's Everyday socks, if you remember. It's a mostly orangey base with some purple, pink and turquoise and blue. Oh, that is turquoise is blue. Thrown in there. And it turned out to be a really cute hat. I've stockpiled quite a few of these, so I really need to send these out to somebody to donate rather than just hoarding them. So I will do that soon. That's my only finished object, so let's move into works in progress. And I've been doing quite a bit of knitting. I know one of the things that we've been doing, and I'll mention it right here because it does relate to knitting. We have been binge watching the Ken Burns Roosevelts series over the past week. We actually watched 4 hours of it on Saturday, which is kind of embarrassing that we sat that long. But it's really good, and it's only available for free through the end of this week, so we want to finish it. But that gives me a lot of good knitting time. It's a really good series, by the way. I love everything Ken Burns does, and this is probably one of his best. And it is really interesting how the era of the Roosevelts is, there's just a lot of parallels with what's going on today. Okay, so works in progress. I worked a very little bit on my Knitted Heart Vanilla Socks. This is a free pattern by Elizabeth Suarez, and I'm using Sock Bunny Studios in her Candy Corn colorway on the Miracle Base, which is 80% superwash BFL and 20% nylon. I think the only time I worked on this was Saturday. I worked on it a little bit while we were waiting for the information session to start at University of Houston, and then I did a little bit in the car. I think we will probably be in the car enough over the next little bit that I can finish these before Halloween, which will be nice. I'm really liking these socks. I'm really bored with the pattern. I've got to find some more vanilla sock patterns. My sock yarn blanket, I am still pretty much doing a square a day. I have a goal to do 75 between now and November 30th. And which means I need to do 25 a month, and I am on track to finish 25 by 9:30 with one rest day in there between now and then. And this is going great. I mentioned last week that I got some minis from tonight. I don't remember. I know I mentioned what I got. Yeah, I mentioned what I got from my mom. I've been using right now my MO for this blanket is I have 4 yarn stockpiles that I'm working from. One is the minis I got from No Makers, which I still have several to go on that. The minis that my mom sent me, leftovers of mine that are still in the ball, and then leftovers of mine that I've already used. And that's kind of, those are kind of gray areas, but it's kind of keeping me from repeating the same things too close to each other. So that's going well. I am still, let's see, I think I'm on about the 9th row of this out of I don't even know how many. It's going well. I am still working on my V Junkies, which is a pattern by Alice Yu out of Socktopus, the book Socktopus. I'm using Sweet Georgia Tough Love Sock and Violet Hill. And I finished the second heel and have moved on to the foot. So I should finish that. I suspect I'll finish it over the weekend. I will make a concerted effort to finish it over the weekend, even if I'm not close enough, like through what I've done at work, which I don't think I will be. But it will be finished in time to turn it in for the Harry Potter Knit and Crochet House Cup. Saturn's Rings by Very Busy Monkey. This shawl, I am still working diligently on that. I'm trying to do a little bit on that one every night. I really, really like this pattern. My count was off in one place and I fixed that, or not. I fudged it. I don't even remember how I fudged it, but I did. excuse me. And like I said, I'm just really enjoying this pattern. I'm doing that out of Cyborg's Craft Room and her software base in the Celestial colorway. And I will have to get a really good picture of this in natural light when I'm done, because none of the pictures I've taken so far really do the yarn justice. I am finished with ring 3. In the official pattern, there are 4 rings separated by this elongated right twist section. Four rings and then some more just like body section after that. And if you have enough yarn, you can repeat more rings. I just barely have enough for this, I think. So I'll probably just do the 4 rings and then finish off, you know, with the yarn that I have. I'm just really enjoying this pattern enough that I've got a lot of Very Busy Monkeys patterns in my queue already, And I'm already stalking the next one that I want to do. Just, I just am very, very pleased with this pattern. Highly recommend. And it is a paid pattern. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. I've also picked up my Friendship Socks, which is a paid pattern by Lauren McMorty. I started these a little less than a year ago. I bought the yarn when we went to Kid and You in Burney, Texas last November. And I started them not long after that, and I put them away because I had so many other things, and they were Christmas socks. And I felt like it was okay to put them away because I wasn't going to wear them until Christmas anyway, theoretically. I don't always abide by the rules. This I am using Brazen Stitchery in her sock yarn. I don't remember if there was an official base name. And, oh gosh, I don't remember the colorway. I just know that it was something about jingly, jangly, twinkly something. I don't even remember. But if you go way back in show notes or look at my project page, you can see what the yarn is. It is it's a two-color, two-stripe, I can't even say that. It's self-striping. There are two colors, and each stripe is about 10 rows, if that makes sense. And it is in it's in Christmas colors. It's in green and red, and they are just, you know, perfect Christmas colors. Very saturated. I will be interested to see if these bleed at all. But they're really nice. And the pattern, Lauren's pattern, is really well written, as always, and it is not one I can memorize. There's just too much variation, but it's easy enough that I can glance at whatever's coming up in that row, and I can do it. I can't. It's not a stick in the car and go. I can never remember it. But I really like this pattern too, and I'm almost done with sock two. I'm about 3/4 of the way done with sock two, but I haven't put the heels in either one. They're both of it's a true afterthought heel, so I'll have to go back and do that. This one is one of the ones that I'm doing in my rotation of whips. So actually, as of today, it will be going back into rotation. So I won't get to pick that up again until probably November. But that's okay. It's still, as long as I did check my calendar to make sure that I would get back to it so that I would have them for Christmas. And I will. So that's fine. So that is all of my works in progress. Spinning, I just did a tiny bit of spinning this week on the Brazen Stitchery and her Polworth in the Rainbow Connection colorway. I just have not had much time for spinning. I did do quite a bit one day, and I love it, but there's just so much else going on, and there are a couple of things. Like, I really want to finish the Saturn's Rings shawl. I will be very impressed with myself if I do this in a month, and I'm close enough that I think that if I devote some time to that one and to the V Junkie socks, I can finish those both for this month's Harry Potter cup. So spinning has not been top priority. Enabling, I don't have anything new this week, but I did place an order yesterday. So when that comes in, I will talk about that, and hopefully that will be soon. I keep having to... Wait, did I buy anything? No, I didn't buy anything else. I do want to mention, speaking of enabling, I know that many of you watch the Sassy Pants Knitter podcast with Wendy Silly Frew, and if you are not up to date, or if you're not on Instagram, you may not know that she was recently diagnosed with hairy cell leukemia, and there are a lot of indie dyers and other Etsy sellers and stuff who are doing things to help raise money for her. So you might want to check that out. I know that Unwind Yarn Company is going to do a special update on October 7th. I know that Highland Handmaids has a special colorway. Kirby Warby has a special colorway. I don't know if that's gone. I don't know. The hearse go very fast, and I don't know how that was set up. I don't know if it was pre-orders. Those are the three I know of right off. And Wendy also set up a GoFundMe account. I'm going to put this information in my show notes so that if anybody wants to look at the GoFundMe, I'm not going to compile everybody that's doing something for her, but I will put a link to the GoFundMe in my group if anybody wants to contribute. So, anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. So, nothing else enabling yet. Christmas all year long, knit along. I just want to briefly mention it again. I will be drawing for winners next Wednesday when I record. So if you haven't put in anything for this, go ahead and get it in by, as long as it's in before I record on October 1st, I'll count it. I'll close the thread in the morning of October 1st. Again, anything winter holiday related, Christmas decoration, present, ornament, anything goes as long as you can spend it as winter holiday related. And the choices for what you will be winning are in the group, and I just don't remember them and I don't feel like rattling them off right now. But anyway, check that out. And let's move on to In the Kitchen, which is not going to be very much this month or this week either. I did have book club this week. I think I mentioned, sorry, I really need to take a swig of coffee. I think I mentioned last week that I had book club coming up and I wasn't sure what I was going to make. I don't remember if I had come up with any ideas at that point or not, but I was, the book we read was The Light Between the Oceans, which is set in Australia. It is Australian. And my friend Mike is from Australia, so I asked him for suggestions. And he suggested several things, but the first one that he suggested I could easily find a recipe for, so I made that. And that was Anzac biscuits, which were, it's a recipe for a cookie, a biscuit if you are English or Australian, but it was a cookie that they sent to the troops, the Australian and New Zealand troops during World War I. And they don't include egg, which makes them good for shipping to, you know, wherever. They are made with oatmeal, coconut, brown sugar, butter, golden syrup, which I found at World Market, and I could have also found, we have a very nice liquor store that has a lot of international foods. I could have found it there also. And golden syrup is kind of like a marriage between molasses and corn syrup is the closest I would describe it. And and what else? Oh, butter and baking soda. And all of the pictures that I saw, just cookie shaped. They had risen a little bit. Mine turned out very, very flat and chewy. Well, they were chewy and crispy at the same time, if that's possible. I'm pretty sure they did not turn out exactly like they were supposed to. Well, no, I know they didn't turn out exactly like they were supposed to, but they tasted good. And they were well received at book club. Would I make them again? I don't know, because this was a special thing. It's not like something that's going to enter my repertoire. I may try them again sometime when I'm visiting Mike and Denise, just to see if I can make them come out better. So that was my cooking adventure this week. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. We haven't cooked a whole lot this week. It's been stressful. And then we have a retirement party at work tomorrow for one of my coworkers, and I will bake for that. I will bake something pumpkin related. I'm not 100% sure. I know that I am going to pick from the recipes that I have pinned on Pinterest and my autumn sweets board, which means it'll probably be pumpkin. Actually, I know it will be pumpkin. It's between two things right now. There was some type of like pumpkin crumb bar. I don't even remember what the recipe title was. That was what I was going to make, And then I have penned some other things since then, and one of them is the Paula Deen pumpkin gooey cake, which is, if you are familiar with gooey butter cake? I can't remember what the actual title is. It's a cream cheese. I don't even know how to explain it. The bottom layer is made with cake mix and butter and eggs, and makes a nice firm layer. And then it's kind of almost like a cheesecakey layer on top of that, and you bake it, and it's really good. And I think this is the same recipe I made last year for an event at work that was well received. And I'm pretty sure that that's what I'm going to make. I'm just not sure how easy that will be to transport to work, which is, I ride the bus, so not so sure about that. But whatever I do, I will report back next week. It is fall, and I have this huge board of goodies on Pinterest. So most, probably between now and Thanksgiving, I will be making things out of that board. I suspect we're going to get very tired of pumpkin and apple. That reminds me, speaking of Thanksgiving, this is not Thanksgiving related, but it is close in time. Right, you remember that my daughter went to Japan last year, last summer, this past summer. We will be hosting at least one Japanese student for a few days in November. So I'm really excited about that. I'm a little nervous about that because that means I really have to clean my house. Not that that should be something I worry about, but there's a lot of clutter that I probably should clean up some. But I am excited about that. And so I'm also thinking about things that we can cook and things that we can do while they are here. And I'm getting excited about this. So you'll hear more about that at least after the visit for sure. And maybe working up to it. So it is now about 7 o'clock in the morning and I need to get to work and I need to finish my coffee. So I am going to sign off. I will talk to you all next week. And don't forget, if you want to enter anything for the Christmas All Year Long Knit Along, make sure you get that in by the end of the day next Tuesday. All right. Talk to y'all later. Bye.